Hawaii has been a well-known wedding and honeymoon destination for decades, and the image of the newlywed bride and groom dressed to the nines, posing on a sunny beach, is a familiar one to all of us who live here. But that image is deceptive, as Civil Beat reporter Stuart Yurton tells us in today's Reality Check. Good morning, Stuart.
Good morning, Chris. How are you today?
All right. You've shattered a romantic image that I chose to carry in my mind, but what's the reality here?
Well, the reality is, as you said, we see a lot of people on the beaches with their wedding dresses and tuxedo or formal wear for men. And but as it turns out, a lot of these people, maybe the majority or even the vast majority, aren't really getting married here. Some of them are honeymooners, and they're just getting some romantic pictures to celebrate their honeymoon. Others are haven't gotten married yet and are going to get married later. So they're still getting pictures.
I'd been naive enough to think they were just either coming to or from the ceremony.
Right. Well, that's I think what a lot of people think. And again, this wasn't a major expose of blowing the lid off of the wedding industry here. But it is interesting that it's a big business for a lot of people. You know, these wedding pictures support a lot of people, photographers, hairstylists, makeup artists, photo assistants. And again, it's a bigger piece of what the tourism industry calls the romance market than a lot of people realized.
I never ever heard that term romance market before, but it certainly fits. And you know, you would think that Japan, for example, would offer plenty of picturesque backgrounds for a newlywed photograph, but somehow Hawaii has gotten really fixated in the mind in that culture, hasn't it?
It seems so. So what we found when we talked to a few people, and again, this wasn't a major survey of travelers as HTA does with the people coming in on the planes, but what we found was a lot of people are connecting with travel agents who are increasingly in Japan, who are increasingly offering this as a menu of activities to do in Hawaii. So people see this, they see it as a fun activity, and they sign up to do it when they get here.
Well, let's see. So you've got to hire a photographer. You've got to probably rent formal gear, yeah?
Right. Well, the companies package these. So, for instance, one is Kyla Weddings offers packages. So does a company called Cinevee TV. They offer everything, the dresses, the wear for the men, photographer, an assistant, limo, transportation, and really everything you'd need for the photo shoot, 100 pictures or whatever you sign up for. So it's all just one thing. Again, the men can hang out and at the spa and get a massage or something while the women get ready, and then they go off on their way to get pictures.
All about keeping that dream alive, huh, Stuart?
Yes, it is, Chris.
Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
That was business reporter Stuart Yurton with today's Reality Check from Honolulu Civil Beat.